Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. As Raghav Pandit Das was mentioning, that many people wonder why the sadhus are building an IT park. That's actually a very good question. Generally, the understanding is that the sadhus are engaged in spiritual activities, direct spiritual activities, worshipping in the temple, meditating, doing bhajan, and so forth. We, the members of ISKCON, in spite of being sadhus, why are we being engaged in these activities? The reason is, this age of Kali is a very difficult age. In this age, dharma is just standing on one leg. Three other legs of dharma is broken. And that one leg that dharma is standing on, that leg also is dwindling. Now, unless and until dharma is established, unless and until people become engaged in dharmic activities, spiritual activities, religious activities, there cannot possibly be any peace and prosperity in this world. Now, in this age of Kali, the Lord has appeared in a very special way. He appeared as a devotee. It has been described, in one day, in every day of Brahma, which consists of 1,000 Chaturjuga, the Lord appears once, just once in a day of Brahma, He appears in the Dwapar Yuga of the 28th Chaturjuga. There is 1,000 Chaturjugas consisting of four Yugas, Satya Yuga, Treta Yuga, Dwapar Yuga, and Kali Yuga. And in this particular Yuga, happens to be that 28th Chaturjuga of the day of Brahma. In Sweta Varaha Kalpa, in Vaivashyata Manvantar, the Lord appeared and revealed His Braja Leela, Vrindavan Leela, which actually depicts the Lord's original identity. Ishwaraha Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha. Krishna, the original Supreme Personality of Godhead, is Krishna of Vrindavan, who is the son of Nanda Maharaj. And appearing in this age, in Dwapar Yuga, Krishna revealed His original pastimes of Vrindavan. In these pastimes, this Krishna is not avatar. He is not an incarnation. He is the avatari. He is the source of all incarnations. In Srimad Bhagavatam, it has been described, Ete Changsha Kala Pungsha Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. After describing 24 different incarnations of the Lord, Bhagavatam is saying that these incarnations are parts and parts of the parts, Amsa and Kala, of Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But Krishna is Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. Swayam Bhagavan is Shri Krishna. So Krishna revealed His pastimes in the Dwapar Yuga, and in the following Kali Yuga, Krishna appears as a devotee. And that is the incarnation or the appearance of the Lord as Shri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahe Anna. This Shri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is none other than the combined form of Radha and Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam is confirming that through this shloka. Krishna Varnam Tisa Krishnam Sanga Pangastra Parshadam Yagai Sankirtana Prayair Jajantihi Sumedhasa. In Mahabharata also it has been described Shuvarna Varna Hemanga Barangashchandanangadi Sannasakrit Chamoshanta Nishthashanti Parayana. So this is the identity of the incarnation of this age of Kali. He is Krishna who appeared as a devotee. Now appearing as a devotee, what Krishna is teaching, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching, he is establishing the principle of how to serve Krishna. In Dwapar Yuga, Krishna came, he himself came, he revealed his identity, he displayed his pastimes. But in the following Kali Yuga, he appeared as a devotee and he is telling that that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In Dwapar Yuga, he appeared as the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself, and the same personality appeared in the age of Kali and saying that that Krishna is God. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu established a very wonderful process, and that process is called Sankirtan Yajna. Generally the Yajna that we saw, it is performed with fire sacrifice. But this Yajna is called Sankirtan Yajna. The Sankirtan Yajna, this word, it's a combination of two words, Samyak and Kirtan. Samyak Kirtan again has got two connotations. The word Samyak indicates Bahubhir Militva Jat Kirtanam. When many people get together and glorify the Lord in Kirtan, that is Sankirtan or Sammak Kirtan. And the other connotation of the Sankirtan is that when everything is engaged in serving the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that is Sankirtan. Now, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's broader concept of Sankirtan is use everything in glorifying the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In this age, people have forgotten Krishna. They have become very, very sinful. Kali Yuga has been described as Dosher Nidhe Rajan, is an ocean of sinful activities. Kaler Dosher Nidhe Rajan, Asti Hi Eko Mahan Gunaha, Kirtanadeva Krishnasya, Mukta Sangha Paren Prajet. The advantage of this sinful age of Kali is that when one is engaged in chanting the glory of the Lord, very easily he achieves his spiritual perfection. Also, it has been described in Brihannaradiya Puran, Harir Nama, Harir Nama, Harir Namaiva Kevalam, Kalau Nasteva 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 Gatirannatha. The chanting the holy name of the Lord is the only way, is the only way, is the only way, and besides that there is no other way, there is no other way, there is no other way. So chanting the glory of the Lord is the only way. Now how should we chant? Yes, when we chant as a music, then some people join, some people participate, some people chant. But so many others are not going to be engaged. Actually, very few will be engaged in the direct chanting of the name of the Lord. Therefore, there is the need for engaging people in glorifying the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Most really, most of you do not know. You know what I was doing before I came to Ujjain and took up this project? I was making a movie. I was making a TV serial, 104 mega episode on the life of my spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada. Now, at least here, I'm making an IT park. Before that, what I was doing, I was making a movie. And naturally, the question may arise, what is the sannyasi doing making movies? Actually, many of our devotees were thinking that, why we are making movies. The reason is, okay, through the movie is a very powerful medium. People don't read books nowadays. Very few people even listen to the radio. But everybody watches the TV. Everybody is glued onto the TV. So I thought, everybody is watching TV, so let them watch, instead of seeing all kinds of degraded stuff, let them see the life and activity of a pure devotee of the Lord, a great saint. And that's why we started to make that serial. So, in short, I just want to point out that every possible means must be used in glorifying the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And that's how the glory of the Lord will spread and people will become engaged. There is no education about spiritual and religious activities. In the schools and colleges nowadays, there is no education on about God and about religion and about spiritual activities. At home there is no education, and the house, in the schools there is no education, colleges there is no education. But somebody has to tell people, somebody has to teach. Who is God? What is our real identity? Our real identity is not this body. Our identity is spiritual. We are spirit souls. That is our real identity. And people have to be taught. And that's why we are just trying to do that. We are using all possible means to make everybody understand who God is. And in Ujjain, we just started our activities 3 years back. And I just want to mention that this is just the beginning. I want to do many, many things in Ujjain. Prior to coming to Ujjain, I was spending most of my time in America. I hardly used to come to India and spend time here. But now, because of this project, I committed myself here. I'm spending about 8 months, 6 to 8 months every year in Ujjain. Why? Because I want to do something here. And this IT park is one of those projects that we are starting. And we are very, very thankful that we are getting so much support and sympathetic wishes from so many of you. I'm very thankful to Sri Babulal Gorji that he has taken the trouble. He just arrived in Bhopal yesterday, and when he got to know, yesterday I was speaking to him, and when he got to know that we are doing the Bhumi Puja today only, then he told me that he is going to come. And this shows that how wonderfully he is giving his support and sympathy to us. And we're extremely thankful to Babulal Gorji because of that. Mohan Jadavji has been very, very supportive from the time I came to Ujjain. He had been a very wonderful support to us. And I trouble him. Whenever I get into difficulties, I just call him up and tell him that it is your difficulty. Now you save me and solve the problem. Kailash Saharaji, as you know, he is one of the leading industrialists in Madhya Pradesh, and he has a very, very sympathetic support to us. He has been guiding us in so many wonderful ways, and now I will need his guidance even more now that I am embarking on this project. Ananda Shankar Vyasji, from the first time I came here, I came to Ujjain on the Guru Purnima day, and I went to Sandipani Muni's ashram there, and that is where I first met him. And Ananda Shankar Vyasji told me that for last 15 years he had been trying to bring ISKCON to Ujjain. But now he was so happy that I came, and I was planning to do something. And all the way he had been very, very supportive. Mr. Om Prakash Khatri, whenever I embark in some project, I simply depend upon Krishna. I just depend upon Krishna, and Krishna just sends the right kind of people to help me. And Om Prakash Khatriji is one such personality. I'll just briefly tell you. Om Prakash ji, although he's from Ujjain, but for 18 years he did not take up any job in Ujjain. He did not take up any construction work in Ujjain. He was doing, actually Ujjain was not big enough for him. He was all over India. He was in Goa, he was in Gujarat, he was in Bangalore. I mean, name any place. He was there, he was doing his construction work. Big mega projects he was doing. But when he got to know that I was going to build a temple here, then he just came forward and volunteered to take up this job. And it is because of him, actually, I could complete this temple in the record time of 9 months and 10 days. I'm sorry, 9 months and 20 days. Actually, if I did not put the marbles on the temple, then I could have, or Mr. Khatri could have completed the temple in 6 months. He actually had done that. Another person who had been very supportive is Jitendra Mehta and his brother, Hitendra Mehta ji, the Mehta associates from Indore. They are very prominent architects, and they, from the very beginning, they had been involved with us, or I had been involved with them. This project, this temple project, 15 days I spent with them making the project, and then I told, and we completed the plan for this temple in 15 days, and then I just embark on this project. Mr. Jitendra Mehta, we are so thankful to you for all your support. And in this way, we are very thankful to all of you. Mahaman Prabhu, my godbrother, he is the in charge of Indore project, and he is also embarking on building a temple now in Indore. So Mahaman Prabhu also had been very supportive from the very beginning of our involvement in Ujjain. And I'm so thankful to you for all your support. All of you who have come forward and given me the very valuable support. It inspired me, it enthused me, and it gave me the confidence. And with your support, I am just moving forward. No big job can be achieved single-handedly. It is a team that achieves something. And let us all get together and do something wonderful in Ujjain. Thank you all very much.
हरे कृष्ण, इतना सारगर्भित बात आपने हिज होलीनेस भक्ति चारो स्वामी जी महाराज के मुखारविंद से सुनी। उन्होंने बताया कि स्कूल और कॉलेज यहाँ तक